Hey everybody on Audio Boo. It'll always be Audio Boo to me. So that's just the way it is. So come here, Zappy. Sit. Good boy. Rest. Anyway, I'm gonna get something to eat for breakfast. And since we have no milk for the cereal, I decided I'm gonna cut up an apple. And I'm gonna eat some apples with the peanut butter dip. Now that peanut butter dip is so awesome. It's like the best thing you've ever had. And the weirdest thing is it doesn't taste any differently. It tastes like peanut butter, but I think what makes it so good is that it's so light and fluffy, and I mean, it's the most amazing thing. What even makes it better is that I have a apple core slicer, and it's so much better just to have, I need to find my apple slicer corey thingy jig. I have misplaced it today, apparently. But yeah, it's like one of the best things ever. I absolutely love to cut up an apple and anyway, I love to cut up an apple and dip it in peanut butter. So, on the agenda for today, I'm going shopping. Fun. I actually hate grocery shopping, honestly. I hate it. It's just such a chore. Because sometimes, you know, you need groceries, but it's like, okay, what are we buying this month? You know, what does my husband want to eat? What are we doing? Ugh, it's such a chore. Ugh, there's just no joy in grocery shopping. I remember when, I don't know, other people may see it differently. You know, I'm not saying that I look at it like negative and go, grocery shopping's a bitch, you know. It can be a pain at times. I'm not saying that it's bad. But I don't know. There's just like hardly any joy in grocery shopping. You gotta watch out for high prices. And again, I'm not trying to complain and say that grocery shopping is horrible, because, you know, it's an integral part of, you know, unless somebody plans to eat out every day, you know, you want to buy food to make it home. Grocery shopping is always interesting, because part of you wants to look and see if, somebody's honking their horn like major. Now, grocery shopping is good for you to get an idea of what you want. If you sit down and come up with a list, it's even better. But sometimes, you know, you wake up and you decide, well, I do need groceries today, so I'm just going to go. And sometimes you don't make the list because you've got tons of other stuff on your plate. So now I've just cut through the apple, and I'm pulling the slices off of the apple now. About to take the core out. This one slice is a little. So I just took the core and I just cut up this apple. But anyway, so that's what we're planning, or I'm planning on doing anyway, and haven't really gotten out of the house much this week. personally, I mean, there was so much going on during the holidays. I needed time to rest, but things are going to start ramping up. I've got an appointment with my rehab counselor next Thursday, which is shocking to me because I never thought I would ever see the day that I would ever go and see my counselor. There's always been some sort of excuse why the counselors can't come out here. And it's ridiculous in my opinion. I understand that there's transportation issues, you've got a heavy caseload, but counselors do need to make an effort to meet their clients personally. I've been transferred to counselors like two or three times now, and I've only met, I'm just barely meeting one of them. So, you know, that really, really is not appropriate. But we're doing what we can. Right, Zappy? I'm just relaxing here today, folks, and we're gonna do our shopping and we're gonna try and make some fun out of it. And hope everything's going well with everyone. I know I haven't been catching up with people's audio booms lately. There's been a lot of audio booming, whatever going on. Every time I hear the word boom, I want to say boomerang. So maybe there is a boomerang with audio booms. So anyway, come on, Zappa. Good boy, baby. Somebody actually... Come on, Zappa! Come on. Go in so I can close the door. My hands are full. Mama has a thing with apple slices. She's got peanut butter dip, which is actually just peanut butter. All they did was just whip it up. So, I mean, that's really all it is. It's just whipped peanut butter. Somebody asked me if I ever gave my dog an apple. I never have. I'll give him one of the smaller apple slices and see what he thinks of it. And I'll do it here on Audio Boom so you guys can hear him. I got a lot of responses back from my my carrot boo. And people were thinking it was so cute that I gave him a carrot. So let's see. Let's find a small apple slice. Doobie doobie doobie. So, for the first time, folks, I'm not going to put any peanut butter on it because I don't think a dog should be eating it like that. But, Zappa! You want an apple? Easy. Easy. Everybody told me you can give your dog apples. That school even told me that, but I just never did it. So, but I would never give my dog a whole apple. I'm just not that brave. So I just cut off a little slice and gave it to him. So, apples are really good. Hi, Zappa. Was that good? Was that good? I love when they make that sniffing noise. You must have liked it. He's looking for more, but sorry, bud. Publish. Time remaining. 23 seconds. Anyway. I'm gonna send this up, guys. Just a little rambling boo, if you want to think about it that way. Take care, folks, and I will see you soon. Have a great day. And now I am going to eat an apple. Mmm. Mmm.